Roll it up, Chris.
Hold up.
Chris, roll it.
Speeding.
Whoa.
Chris, my headphones are like fucking rocked. I don't know.
Chris?
Chris? Jim Chris is different than regular Chris. This is Jim Chris.
This Chris is a bit more blue collar.
What's wrong with their headphones? Can I see them?
They're
a bit
like,
more badass.
I didn't do anything.
They're dull.
They're dull? Let me see.
You can't hear anything.
This Chris is a bit more badass. You might recognize him from previous episodes, such as Car Accident Chris and Drunk Chris.
Testing, 1, 2. Hey.
Such as Drinking and Driving Chris. It's actually his final form.
Plain Pill Chris.
Chris is at his best when he's...
when he's Jim Chris.
Good and drunk.
Chris is... He's sweet, he's a little sassy, and he's a little bit badassy.
All right.
My real Cartier glasses are here. Sweet. My 103Bs. My nice. 100% authentic 24-karat gold Migos level.
Very nice.
Those Hi. Cool.
Oh, nice. Wait.
I'm a
human.
Hi, everybody. I'm an NFL
human.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I just got $365,000 for a full year's pay in one shot. What's $2,500 for these NFL glasses? Watch me be mad at you for me not being good with my money. Don't tell me what to do with my money. I'll spend $2,500 on buffs if I want to, you fucking clan member. My wood buffs. Mm-hmm. 103Bs.
Very cool.
What's is that the I model know. Number?
I think these are called 103. I think they're called 103Bs.
I bought some real ones of those and returned them.
Really?
Because they didn't look right on me.
These though?
The horn.
The horn?
Horn ones with that shape, yeah.
Joey gave you a sales pitch and you... No, I would take it too.
They were there and I tried them.
Did you buy the ones with the squares?
No, the circle.
Is it 103Bs? Yeah, I think they're the 103Bs.
That's the love bracelet, Nick.
Oh, that's the locked-in love bracelet?
That's your love bracelet that you wear all the time.
I love wearing my love bracelet.
Yeah.
They call me Hot Step. Those are the ones right there.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah. Those are these right here.
Yeah.
This is what I waste my money on. I'm just kidding. These are fakes that my dad tried to pawn off as reels. That he bought them from a trunk in the back of an Odessa auction. There's a guy there that had, like, this full-on mafia hot sells fakes out of the trunk.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, man.
And you can buy like fake Gucci, Gucci jumpsuits and shit, and Gucci slides.
Counterfeit. Well, so these are $3,000.
Yeah. He gave them to me, and then he like pretended like they were real. I was like actually mad at him. It made me like get mad at him. Yeah. And they have like they have serial numbers on the nose, like so. There's serial numbers on the nose bridge. There's a. Imprint in the glass. There's a serial number on the inside, and they're like they're good fakes. I should try to fucking sell these to a black person. I should try to rip off an NFL rookie. My father bought them for me when I graduated law school. What do you want, Dravont? I just hang out in like the Patriots parking lot, act like an innocent like Harvard grad. I'm a huge fan, Dravont. Yeah. How much you want for him? Hey, yo. Hey. What's going on, G? I like the fit, Chuck.
You got the asylum fit?
Yeah, this is a new... I like the new fit.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I've been sitting on these... Let me show you. I've been sitting on these pants for a long time because I just didn't feel like wearing them, but now I know that I have to.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. Those
isn't
look like a federation.
Fun?
Yeah, that's fun.
It's just no pockets. That's the only issue. Let me put my airplane on.
No pockets?
Yeah, no pockets.
Oh, wow. They get you like that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
What brand is that?
This is Kanye's.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's called, well, there's a word for it.
What's the little emblem on there? What's that?
It's literally like Hitler Youth.
I think it might be the Hitler Youth Organization. Yeah, that's Hitler Youth. What's that called? I can't.
Vultures?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Isn't that the what is that?
Don't
that
they
is
eat
the
trash?
Symbol, right?
Hmm?
Isn't that like the
eagle?
Yeah, the Hitler. Like
I think that's used all over the place. I mean,
but that's that one. coat of German. Okay.
That's an eagle with two heads. That's like a specific thing. Eagle with two heads is a different thing.
What does eagle with two heads mean?
I don't know, but they're used. They're used for so many different things.
An eagle really? With two asses.
Yeah.
Two asses.
Reichsadler.
I brought some treats.
You can use eagles. America uses eagles. Fuck it. Oh my God.
Try some of that.
What's that?
Honeymoon chocolates.
Whoa.
Sweetened with raw honey.
Look at these.
Yeah, I brought biscuits for everybody.
Petite biscuit au chocolat.
Yeah, I brought chocolate.
Oh, French.
Yeah.
Look at you, bro.
Hey, I can't be without food.
Honeymoon chocolates. I like that. That's a good name. Honeymoon.
Isn't it kind of nice? And it's no sugar. It's just honey. It's a different texture.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't have like a powdery texture?
No, it's weird. This one might be coffee, so it might have some sort of a coffee texture. But no, it doesn't have the weird sugar, like powdered semen texture that you get
it's
with
powdered
it.
Semen.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's prisoner cum.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Bud Light first started getting shit on for the gay stuff?
Oh, whatever. Yeah, the rainbows and shit.
Because right-wing memers were calling it tranny semen.
Oh, God.
And there was one screenshot that was so funny. It was someone had searched for tranny semen, and there was this one account that had posted like a dozen times, Bud Light's tranny semen. Hope you like drinking tranny semen. Like 20 posts that are just like, fuck that tranny semen.
He did it single-handedly.
Yeah. He was going in on it.
That was a wild thing when that happened.
Yeah, it was.
Like putting the tranny semen. What a!
I thought it was a bit ballsy. It's like Schwarzenegger with the cigars.
Ballsy of who? Bud Light?
No, yeah, it's pretty ballsy to.
I totally forgot Dylan Mulvaney.
Yeah.
All I remembered was that Bud Light got in trouble for some.
No, he had the heels on. He was in the tub.
Got some LGBTQ thing.
Buzzed on Bud Light.
To be fair, I don't drink beer, so the world of like sports and beer goes over my head. But nevertheless, I'd totally forgotten this person existed. What a treat they is.
Now it's pretty antithetical to their brand in general. So it was really like a big fuck you to everyone. And even though people, you know, they voted with their wallets or whatever, they'll try it again in a few years.
Yeah. I mean, I think, is it true that Toyota is not doing LGBTQ stuff anymore?
Really?
That'd be sweet.
I would love to see Toyota make a legendary run.
Get those
I would, man.
It's got a plow in the front to kill.
If there's a brand that could do a legendary run right now,
yeah, Toyota's
the
one.
It would be Toyota. I'm not saying they're gonna. I don't think they will. But man, if they did, that would make my heart pulse with pride.
Yeah, well, it's just the way.
Gay pride.
Bud Light is a bit rough. Ever since they switched to rickshaw rice fermenting, I said, ah, man.
Oh, they switched to rice for their
rickshaw rice.
What is that? That's a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that
it is rice.
But they switched to rice.
There is a chance that there's a real thing called rickshaw rice that people use for fermenting.
Yeah.
It's probably rickshaw.
Richard Shaw. Richard Shaw.
Dick
rice.
Shappy. Hell, yeah. Dick Shaw.
Wow. Rickshaw rice is a thing. Holy shit.
Shit. That's really nice. I love rickshaws.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Here, Nick.
Isn't that a taste? Try it.
Good? Is it honey sweet?
It's a treat. Because I was bringing a lot of treats for us to all try on the road, but they all came so late, there was no time, it didn't fit out right. But they had the chocolate-covered honeycomb that I thought would have been maybe interesting in the green room.
That's delicious.
Isn't that taste?
That's probably the best chocolate I've ever had.
Yeah, I'm pleased about it. I have to put in an order, get a case delivered.
Mmm, honeymoon.
Isn't it nice? I like it.
You're right.
The chocolate-covered honeycomb is really tasty.
The consistency is superior.
Yep.
Chris, do we have more pairs of these anywhere?
There's one.
Stopped making these. These are the best headphones of all time.
Is that the same one on the floor?
Yeah.
Or no, I'm sorry, near the chocolate.
No, those are different.
Those are Audio Technicas.
Yeah,
which ones are you looking
for? All
the
spare ones we have are the
MD350 or MDR7510.
MDR7510.
They don't make anymore. You got to get them used. Anyway.
Oh.
Bud Light.
Wow.
Those are different ones. Those are the new. You can still get those. The studio digital monitor ones, whatever those are. Is that a studio monitor?
Yeah. These are a bit monitor style with the one cord. You know it's professional.
I like those. Those are good. What are you using for headphones, Chuck?
I got the Sennheiser 800Ss, but I don't yet have like a balanced
cable.
Yeah, like a balanced whatever amplifier and DAC and all that stuff. I haven't tried that out yet, but the 800s are. I would say, among the best. Mm-hmm. They're, the sound stage is wide, so they're good for gaming and good for music mastering also, or mixing rather.
Mm-hmm.
So those are pretty sweet. They're kind of comfortable. But the 580s, the Sennheiser 580s are still in regular rotation. Those were from 98, a purchase from 98.
Oh, yeah.
I love those quite a bit. And for the rest, I do the monitors, the in-ear monitors for with a microphone, because it's mm-hmm. it's just nice to be on the phone with goddamn monitors.
Yeah.
It's kind of clear, but it's nice and pro.
No, when I see normal people wear monitors, I always think of like how... You ever think of like celebrities getting cool shit, mm-hmm. getting indoctrinated into their first leg of like legitimately cool shit? Pat McAfee wears in-ear shells. Mm-hmm. You don't like Pat McAfee. Mm-hmm. I think he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know who he is, right?
Yeah.
The ESPN guy?
Mm-hmm.
He had the watch that you wanted to get on, and mm-hmm. you were like, nope, not getting it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's like an ESPN correspondent. He was a kicker. He's a correspondent.
Oh,
he got
okay.
two, I think he's like back-to-back $100 million contracts. Pat McAfee. He's all right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and the only reason why he's all right is because ESPN went to fucking shit so fast.
They needed like, some they new
broads.
Blood.
They broads. They had broads.
Just the broads draining guys' balls on set.
They went wow. from great Stuart Scott and great drunk Vicodin eating like perfect drunk guys you want to always talk about football to like broads. And it was like, no.
Oof.
Now we're at least back to like guys. So it's
kind of sex tips. But fake dicks.
He's got shells. And every time he like looks left, I always see his shells. And I always think about him being like getting like the Chuck treatment on shells.
Yep.
Or like the watch treatment from you or something like that. Like, no, you got to get this.
What is shells?
The in-ear shells.
Like they take a mold of it with like a putty or something and they make shells of it. So you just twist them right in.
Oh, okay.
Like those.
They're pretty.
I like the third one.
Yeah, they're nice. Oh, you helped yeah. me. You helped me pick the design for the first one. The green, whatever the fuck it was. Mm-hmm. And the whatever stone. It's like papaw, whatever.
Oh, papaw stone.
Yeah, papaw. Whatever really? The papaw. Whatever that one is, you picked yeah. that one. I was like, oh, I'll go with that.
Okay.
For the first shells, then the second one, I said, give me the gayest shit that you got.
It's just cocks. They like they come out.
It's just semen with a hair dryer. He's drying it.
It's like a there's a hand holding a dick and a mouth sucking on it, and two balls with like a real.
No. It's the dicks come off, yeah, but then there's two heads yeah. right here just floating.
They're 7 inches away from you. There's nothing ergonomic about it.
They attach to your lobes. You got gauges attached to them.
You have to get piercings in your ears. You stick them up your ass. But like, you know, watching normies, watching like Tom Segura's Porsche GT3.
Does he have a Porsche GT3?
Yeah, but he's got a new one, and it's shark blue.
Is that a nice choice?
No.
Oh.
I'm selling mine. It has to go.
Why
it's
don't
going
you just
right
crash
now.
It?
Is it?
It's going on Bring a Trailer. Yeah.
Is it live?
No, not yet. They want the over rev report.
Oh, the computer.
Got to go get more shit.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Porsche. That's when you realize that's nasty.
That's, man.
What's this? You got to get like the volume or the revving or the
they
like
hook
the
a
neutral
computer
drops
up to your car to see how hard you drove it.
It's not an investment. It's not possible for it to be an investment car if you have to do fucking homework to
yeah.
sell it. You have to work for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
to sell it.
They want the over rev. What else do they want?
Just
3,000 pictures of it.
Just all that bullshit. Yeah, we got pictures. We got video taken. We got We can pull. Let's pull it up. Is it on the NOS there?
Well, the only thing is like, Porsche is the only brand where there's such fucking f**ks about it that
yeah,
like it'll sell no matter. There's very few brands where it'll sell just because,
mm-hmm.
but it's still humiliating. They might as well make you crawl backwards in to get. They're like, "All right, now where's the video of you crawling backwards with your pants around your ankles
right.
to get
well,
inside?"
You'll see. I basically did that. Go to jobs.
Oh, you know the directory.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then do cold start video. We'll show.
Action.
Where is this?
This is the place where I store them.
Near the Duesenberg?
Yeah, my Duesenberg. I store it there.
That fucking Duesenberg is such a fucking mobile.
Dude, you should see this place. It's filled with like 1920 Mercedes replica.
Yuck.
Filled with like kit cars. Weird, like a Pontiac GT, a 2006 Pontiac GT race car from no race series, from
Holden or something.
Like the cars, the cars that you'd look at and say, who would ever want these?
A retard.
This guy's got them.
Who is it? Where is it in Mass?
It's in Rhode Island.
Because the only guy I know that has my ex girlfriend's dad used to work on the like those Duesenbergs, and there's only a handful of them. So
what's his name?
He's dead, but he used to do the work for the guy. The guy who owned them had a six horse drawn carriage, and he used to drive white horses into town. And he was a swinger.
What's he from Skyrim or something?
Yeah, literally, he thought he was.
He's a swinger. He's got his hat. They got the hat out. He throws his keys in.
He's
there again.
They're like, nice Duesenberg, dude. Just pounding the shit out of his wife. Yo, sick car, dude. He's like, yeah, it's actually a 1920. He turns around, there's six guys coming all over his wife. I like cars. I'm like, yeah, dude, whatever, man. Yeah, open your mouth, baby.
Oh, my God. Damn it, Nick. Damn it.
Yo, sick car, dude. Wow, so they make you cold. Do they let you even in the video?
Do the driving video.
Cold start. What's that mean? It's going to be cold when you start?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they let you even show yourself. Oh, I know where you are. Yes, that's exactly the guy who it is.
Dick Shappy.
It's Dick Shappy.
Is it Dick Shappy?
No.
Is that Niantic?
It's Dick Shappy in Niantic.
I know where that is. Friend of my lawnmower guy.
But I drove it back to back with the Venturi. Like, I took the Venturi out before this, and it's so much more fun.
Yeah.
And then I drove the Ram right after, and the Ram's so much more fun.
Oh. Yeah. It just falls in the middle of those two?
It's beneath both two. They're both better than this. Skip forward a little bit.
I do like that. And the only thing that you can possibly get out of this experience is a Chinese guy going, oh, this could be me.
Yeah.
This gonna be me.
He's attempting to drive through traffic.
Yeah.
This is me. Yeah. This is me driving it, Chuck.
You have
slain. And I was itching to drive through traffic.
Disrespectful of speed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really had to make like a fucking package to sell that. Yeah.
Well, look at the pictures. Go to the pictures.
Imagine if
Chris.
You didn't know how to make videos.
There's how many? There's 81 pictures. This is like from the finished. So Luke probably took like 350 pictures he had to go through Photoshop and do all these.
You think that you're going to get your balls busted for the color shit that Denny was busting balls about?
The color shit?
Remember how like. Do you have a gold? I remember, no, it was the down bolts on your aerofoil, your front aerofoil.
Oh, the dive planes. I forgot. I totally forgot about those.
No, yeah.
Yeah, those are going to be.
What's wrong with them?
Well, those are just glued on. Those can come off, so.
No, it was, well, hold on. What did
but
he
that,
say?
That is what, yeah, Denny said the dive planes are only for the 4.0.
That's what it is.
So, yeah, I will get my balls busted about that. You shouldn't have those on the car.
Why don't you put a Toyota emblem on the back?
That little piece of plastic right there on the side, yep. That canard, so they call it a dive plane. That's only supposed to be on the 4.0, not the 3.8.
Canards. I was trying to think.
You're not supposed to have that on the 3.8.
It's not factory. I hate Porsche because of that.
Yeah. It's time to sever all ties and never look back.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? Peel it off, put a fucking hot dog on the side of that car?
Yeah.
That would be so fucking funny. It's like if like you just like one picture is just like a sandwich glued to the side of your car. Just to drive them fucking batshit crazy. Or like when you're like taking a picture with the car, you have like a Mazda shirt on. Just to drive them crazy.
Yeah. It's time to never look back and cut ties with those people.
Yeah.
And the community for all time and never have one of these again.
Yeah, no, a BMW is the same way. Like old BMWs, I'd literally rather watch my mom give Roadhead to fucking Richard Seymour.
The whoa, he's swerving. Oh,
Nick's mom. He's saying that in a megaphone. He's screaming out of a megaphone. Oh, Nick's mom, this is really good blowjob head.
It's like a bus PA.
He's doing it in front of everybody I graduated high school with. It's at my like 20-year reunion. He's driving on the football field. He's driving in a Chrysler Sebring. Top down, my mom's fucking ass up, giving fucking Richard Seymour, fat lineman, giving him head.
Did you see the video of that Jack Doherty guy?
Which video?
He wrecked his McLaren LP570.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Is that hard to do?
Yeah.
I think this is it.
That's pretty impressive.
I feel like we would do that. I feel like I would do that.
No, you wouldn't. These, nah. There's things that are like so easy to drive. You would not wreck
the McLaren.
Car.
Yeah. Hey.
I like that song. Did he die?
Oh! Oh! No! No! No!
That's awesome.
Oh fuck! No! Watch out! Watch out!
Your car is level. Where'd you see the wrap on this thing?
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. You fucking loser.
Oh, Michael.
Did you slam into a paint truck?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Oh, holy shit, fuck. Bro.
He's dead.
Oh, my God, bro. My whole...
Shut your ass up, man.
Damn.
Bro, that expensive?
Whole fucking car, bro.
Someone should have yelled, you can't park there.
No fucking way. Oh, my gosh.
Wow, look at the clip on that thing.
There's
dude.
No fucking... Michael, here. Michael, do you have your film on that phone too?
Yo, you're bleeding. Hold my phone.
That is crazy.
Oh my god.
Did you just grab his butt?
Come here, tramp.
Damn.
Yo, how do you feel about this, tramp?
Why isn't that blood on her?
Now, which one is that? Is that the...
That's the 9-year-old that the indoctrinated that's at the
That car though, that's not an expensive one, right?
I think it's like a 570 or 710 or I don't know. What the fuck it's called.
Chris, can you look up
his
look up McLaren models? I was gonna say that's not even that big of an L, but the fact that he was more worried about his car than his friend is kind of disgusting. 570S.
I hate McLaren. I'm not a big McLaren.
They're guy. Ugly. They're yeah. nothing. They're yeah. they're nothing, bro.
They're middle of the road.
They sound. The sound is ass.
Yeah.
They sound terrible, man. And they're not.
They look like a Korean car. Don't they
ain't shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's too much of a middler. Yeah, it looks goofy.
They ain't shit.
The virus car.
The speed tail's not. If the speed tail has some Jaguar XJ220 shit to it, but
the one that people buy.
Yeah.
Ain't shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I'd rather have the Acura NSX for real. I'm like, not kidding.
I think in, I think we saw one. Did we see one in Vegas? Did we see there was like there was a Lambo?
Yeah.
There was like a bunch of supercars like flying down the road.
I think we saw a Lambo.
In that cab ride.
It was, yeah.
I just remember seeing the last time I saw a McLaren juxtaposed next to a Lambo, which isn't even a cool car anyway. But it's just like McLaren's not it.
No.
And it never will be.
No, I like highly used Lambos with like 3,000 horsepower. Those are kind of cool. Like bumperless Lambos.
The, what are those guys called? The Texas guys? Extreme something?
Where they do like 2,700.
The guys that first did the 2,000 horsepower Lambos.
There's something cool about that. It's like driving a fucking retard. Like you want to drive a rocket.
Yeah.
Can you haul with it? Can you pull?
you're towing a horse.
Well, even that Gallardo that we rented... with the stock motor, it was I gave it. I think when we drove it, it was raining, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was raining. We couldn't do anything.
Yeah, when it was dry, I gunned it under a bridge, and it was like floating on all four tires.
Really?
And it did feel like a fucking missile. Like,
watch out!
Even though I hate that car, it felt like a missile. Yeah,
it was littler. It was smaller than I thought.
Yeah, it's too small.
Yeah, they're fucking.
Who drives them? Like, who are they for?
Human.
Yeah.
Trevin, bleep that. Help! 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 Help!
Break the fucking window!
Yo! Help! Don't break the window! My McLaren!
My paint splatter! My 6.9.
Oh, my fucking car, bro.
That's how he had to get pulled out.
Who gives a fuck about your car, man? God damn.
Yeah, you're getting an insurance check, dog, for being a fat
silly billy.
Fuck, dude!
What's his insurance going to be after that?
Yeah. Uninsurable.
I want to know what that. This is gonna piss the viewers off, but I want to know what that model is because that's not an expensive one.
No, it's got to be. They're probably like $112,000 real to auction price on one, like Hammer auction price. Which is really funny to see. Like, there's cars that, like, during COVID, like a McLaren specifically, because they made a lot of them. Like, you could get like right now, you could probably buy one on the floor for like maybe even five figures.
Remember Chris Angel used to have a good line that he ran at auctions?
Did he?
Yeah. There was some stylized stuff I saw that was Chris Angel Mind Freak Edition. And this was many years ago. And he used to have me laughing very hard.
At like a Barrett Jackson?
On like a TV. Yeah, yeah. Like at a place or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I got to see that. That's...
It was crazy.
$202,000.
This is the video of him buying it, so.
I bought my Lambo not even a month ago. Boom. I almost just scraped the fucking car.
What's the final price?
About to, with like after tax.
I think we're talking about $191 shit to you. Yeah, so Florida does have 6% tax reciprocity. Florida's tax rate is 7%. And then beyond that, just the Illinois state documentary fee, and then the 6% tax. Like I said, so I think the McLaren 20, so it might have until September.
What model is it?
Like McLaren Tunbridge is a company that does, you know, specifically like exotic cars.
If you go to the comments, I'll probably say it.
If he crashed it on purpose, is that giving him too much credit?
It would make sense. That sounds
he's got, he's got a video saying, should I sell my McLaren? That would be pretty badass.
Yeah, might as well just crash purpose. It.
I mean, driving in the rain. For anybody watching, if you ever want to wreck your car that you're tipped in, drive it in the rain and then hydrolock it and spin it.
What did he do?
He tried accelerating in the rain.
Oh.
We did that with that Lambo and it started to spin immediately. Remember? Yes. It was like, it was just like,
insanely.
Yeah.
This is a funny story.
Yeah, this kid looks like he fucking fetal alcohol syndrome face, man. I wish fucking I had fetal alcohol syndrome.
It's weird. I feel like if there were like, it's just weird how people get popular. Because there's people with so little going on that get so popular.
Yeah.
It's wild, man. I don't understand it.
I know.
It's not just, it's not like doing one stunt or something. It's not something you do. It's just something about your character that makes people like drawn to you if you have like dough face or something, you know?
Willingness to do anything.
He looks like JoJo Siwa.
Right.
And I feel like he's not willing to do anything at any time.
No, those kids eat like 350 milligram weed for like no reason on like a Tuesday.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then they'll walk up to Mike Tyson and call him a fucking f***ing n***.
That's their claim to fame?
Yeah, yeah. Like, they'll be like, yo, Tito, don't do it. And he's like, what's up, Mike Tyson, you fucking f***? He's like, why is this key in my face? Like, they're ridiculous.
It's
like,
whenever the word send it came out, whenever that phrase.
Send it.
Yeah, send it.
The Nelk boys started it, and then these kids are like, you know, Neon and all these guys. I mean, hey, it's like new Jack. It's like Neo morphed Jackass. Like, remember when who was it? Ice Poseidon came in and they were like, "What's Million Dollar Extreme?"
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, and he was like, "I don't know what you are."
That
and
was awesome.
I'm not leaving. Remember they were telling the bouncer, "I'm not leaving."
Yeah.
Like, that's funny.
Falling down, bumping into stuff, and a minute in the room, smashing into something.
Losing control of your body, like they have to drag you out.
Not even 1 minute in the room. Not even 1 minute. You hear like glass clinking or something.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Tourette's.
I'm immediately like a 40-year-old guy. I'm like, fucking. And then I'm like 10 minutes later, I'm like, that was funny.
Yeah.
That's silly.
But yeah. the first, like the glass clinking that you hear and you know something's wrong.
Yeah. And you're like, damn it, I'm out of my element here. These kids are jackassing me. Like,
Go to Matan Evans' YouTube channel. Because since he had me on, he had these other comedians on. He had David Lucas on. He had other people on.
He had Gavin McInnes on.
He had Gavin on.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back.
Were they good on there?
I don't know. How many views did the... I think mine's got like a million. How many does mine have on here? Yeah, 1.1 million.
Hey.
Yeah, that was a victory. Could have been a big L.
Yeah. I liked Gavin McInnes telling him not to spray him with a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was kind of funny.
This stuff is risky, man.
What?
You could blow your career in one video.
But Kill Tony, this stuff, where you're on lot, you know, where you have like... It's like trying to catch a squirrel or something.
Yeah.
Like you could look like a trying to catch a squirrel.
You could blow it easy.
Yeah.
And I will.
Yeah. Like this guy on the ground is the one like messing with everybody. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Mike?
Eyes. Bulge eyes.
Like, did Gavin know? I didn't watch the whole thing, but did Gavin know this the drill?
How could he not have?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Rings that have been put on women's fingers and the number of babies that have been made thanks to that club. I mean, a big part of it is stop partying so much and, you know, get serious, get your shit together.
Wouldn't you say that maybe there would be more children had they, you know what I mean? The fuck is going on?
I don't know. I like the table set up and like the this, good for him.
Who is that? The guy from Indiana, no, from Batman 1, the guy that fucking got the buzzer.
It's the guy you play the bones from the Goonies. It's Chester Copperpot from the Goonies.
It's a bunch of kids. They're out looking for a treasure. One-eyed Willie.
Yeah.
They're looking for one-eyed, looking to suck a cock. What's that?
You'll like this, Chuck. This is something I found. This is the traveler stuff.
Okay.
You guys, we all need to do this right after we're done.
What is this, the legal thing?
Yeah, watch, you'll see.
$1 stamp on it. On the back of your license, and you autograph it, it makes you a postmaster transporting the mail, M-A-I-L, of your body because it's a vessel. On the front, it's the address of where the postmaster is going to deliver the mail. That's your home address. If a police officer stops you and tries to give you a ticket, he's stopping a postmaster from delivering the mail to your house. Because the post office controls the Department of Transportation.
I've never heard this one before.
It's true. I heard this. I remember this from high school, driving at driver's ed.
This is Greenwich, Connecticut driver's ed school. They're just teaching you how to be a motherfucker to cops.
You got
to
finish the beer fast before they find it and just say it's a can from another time.
Which is a violation of 152 laws besides these. So by putting that stamp on the back and signing it or autographing it, do not cursive, autograph. You will then be in a position
Don't do cursive?
Educate.
That's interesting.
If we shoot Shepherd's Pie, this should be my subplot.
Yes. Okay, that's a good idea.
Do not cursive, autograph.
Yeah.
I'll be the local business fat.
Yeah, and everybody's just getting busted all the time. Like, it's just retards trying to say this to cops.
Hell yeah.
Like, you'll be walking into bars and there'll always be someone failing at your scheme.
Would you care if that was shot low quality or not pro level?
As long as it was colored right.
I've just been thinking about the, man, we got big stuff. Extreme Peace, it's like hitters, man.
Mm.
Now that it's like tightened up and there's like music and shit, it's just.
I saw the color last night.
It's kind of like, it kind of is hitters, man. It's kind of like, and I don't like talking up my stuff. I will, you know, tales of wape, throw it away, all that stuff. It's not good. Whatever. Who cares? It's fine. We did it. It's coming out. But like, man, I'll be watching the Extreme Peace, just getting like a feeling. Holy shit, man.
Yeah.
Let's look at some stuff. Let's look at the we posted clips to YouTube and months ago. And like Charles, I think a clip of you, a clip of me. And we posted them uncolored with scratch audio, and people were like, "This looks terrible and sounds terrible." So it was a mistake. They thought that people thought that we were posting like final, sound. It was just a mistake. But I know this is a mistake to look at stuff early, but I just want to look at this. Now this is not a finished. Pause it.
Wow.
This is an animatic. An animatic is just like pictures, not even pictures any of us made. Moving to show what the title could look like. So you have it when you go to animate it, it's timed properly. That's all this is. But it's just play it, Chris.
Wow.
This is cool.
It's
and
cool.
That's my name credit is a few frames too long. I told him make them all the same length. And it's not going to say Sam Hyde and Nick Roachford. It's just going to say Chrissy. The Alexes and Bobby Hacker. But that's the gist of it. Go to a preview episode 1. Can we see that?
Yeah, that looks good. I haven't seen like intro credits to anything and it used to be such a big deal, intro credits.
Yeah.
On anything. Like intro credits could make a show.
Music locked previews for timing.
Do you remember the intro credits for Mr. Robot?
And then do opening titles.
No.
No.
Okay, watch. Well,
Trevin, when he says the swear word in this, bleep it out. Actually, blur the whole part until the actual titles start. But go ahead, Chris, play.
We are the dreamers. We are the doers. We do what must be done, and that's until we die.
Blur this and bleep it out, Trevin. Trevin, maybe just don't even play the music. Just blur all that. But I just want to show these guys.
That's great.
And then,
it's horny.
Go hit escape, Chris. Close out of this. And then do one word at a time. Trevin, don't play any of this.
Ready for this treat?
This is an audio scratch track. I'm trying to find a narrator right now.
What's this orange guy in the background? Yeah.
Tears, you're a nurse. It's about time you saw me.
Sick.
What do you think of that, Nick?
That's fucking fantastic.
I'm trying to get Alex Jones to read that. I don't think it's going to happen. But Trevin, you can just, when we play the graphic, you can just cut the whole graphic out and just show us talking about
it. Why wouldn't he do it?
I'm trying to get him to do it.
Aliens. Come on, Alex.
We got, and Trevin bleeped this. We got, he's reading the time acceleration, deceleration.
That's great. That looks great.
We need a voice actor. I was thinking maybe Chris could do it.
Yeah.
Because Chris's voice, it's not, it is, when you hear Chris talk, it is like, he's got, you know that he's impossible of true, he's incapable of true deceit.
I just know Chris is incapable of true deceit.
It's a nice quality.
Chris, it is nice.
But it's his voice, you can tell. So I was thinking maybe Chris should read that one.
You should look up the Mr. Can we look up the Mr. Robot intro titles?
Yeah.
This is a time when TV, remember when TV was like on fire?
Yep. Yes.
They were on fire.
Mr. Robot?
Mr. Robot intro titles. And the intro titles were better than the fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. It was like a girl that's good at kissing and is lousy at fucking and sucking.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But she's got you already in.
She got you hooked.
Like, and it was like, God damn. These
you can't
fucking
break up with that girl.
How could you? The intro titles are so good.
No. Like
the kissing. She's licking your lips with her tongue. And they weren't like, you got to remember, this is 2015. No, this is not it. It was just like a graphic. It was one big graphic. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Halt and catch fire. My apologies. Halt and catch fire.
Mr. Robot, it's just the Sega font.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. Now, this show was.
Oh, fuck.
Do you remember the show? Lee Pace was in it.
Never saw it, but
Lee Pace is the best.
Good job on the titles here, whoever did this.
And, like, the show was okay. It was good. It wasn't great, but it was good.
That's awesome.
This has a hit of Stranger Things, like the Stranger Things vibe for the intro.
Not many people can do this shit, man.
Yeah.
I've been looking for people and it's few and far between. And there's not people don't even appreciate. I don't know, man. It's just hard. It's a hard thing. There's like 3D. There's 3D people who are like amazing. They're goated 3D people. And then they make stuff that's animated and it's like a cool animation, but it's just garbage in terms of like presenting you with titles specifically, like the pacing and everything. It's just not hitting. Can you look up Seven opening sequence? This is Kyle. The fuck is his last name? His company was called Prologue, and he's probably the best title designer of all time.
Like Trent Reznor sort of stuff. Like yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
But this guy, the guy that made these, some guy that worked for him was telling a story about how he got really negative feedback one time. And the guy, I'll look up his name. It's Kyle something.
The guy who made this?
The guy who made the titles, yeah. His company's called Prologue. It's, that's another thing. These guys don't get credit. Kyle Cooper, probably the best title designer since like the 60s,
mm-hmm.
Kyle Cooper. But he was, some guy presented his work to Kyle Cooper and Kyle Cooper said, can you just pause it and show me one good frame?
Wow.
Ooh. Like the whole thing, like the thing about titles is you disguise what's going on with movement. So stuff's always moving. So it's like, you can't really pinpoint whether or not it's good. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, just pause it and show me one good frame.
Wow.
And there wasn't one.
Wow. He's well, I can't.
Yeah.
How do you make a title sequence and not be able to have one good frame that looks good?
It's people do it all the time, Chuck.
Oh.
All the time.
This is all this guy's work right here?
I think so, yeah.
So he must be like the title guy.
When there was money in movies, he was the title guy, yeah.
Oh, he did Curly Sue. That's crazy.
Curly Sue.
Keep going. Can you go down? He did Home Alone 2.
But this stuff's hard because there's no book.
Richie Rich. Wow.
There's no way to study this. Like you can get I'm gonna go on a little mini rant here. When it comes to graphic design, if you wanna know, I won't gatekeep this anymore. Because people need to get better. They just need to get better. Can you go to eBay, Chris, please? And do Manfred Meyer, M-A-N-F-R-E-D, space, M-A-I-E-R, and just hit that. So the series, all four of the books, the lowest price is $280. So it's an expensive book. This is why I didn't want to tell people, because I'm buying copies of this so I have them so they don't get ruined. What in the fucking fuck?
What's Manfred Meyer calling?
Oh, it's Siri. After I did my robot fleshlight joke, I started getting ads for Roombas. I thought that was really funny.
That's really nice.
This is the book that you read if you want to actually know how to design. And what you do is you go through the book and you take it as seriously as if you were in a class where you were getting graded and going to fail. And you do the exercises that are in the book. And then when you're done, you're good at design. Just so you guys know, if you ever wanted to get good at design. And good at design doesn't mean high saturation, glitch effects, crazy 3D stuff. It means composing text so that it doesn't look like a retard made it. It means respecting margins, knowing when to use grid systems, knowing when to align things, when not to align things, etc. And this is what everybody who's got a hot Instagram page doesn't know how to do. This is why it's like harder and harder to hire people. But this type of book, it's $280, lowest price on eBay, because you actually cannot get a book that teaches you how to do graphic design anymore. Go to Amazon, Chris, and type in how to graphic design. You can tell just by the covers. Mm-hmm. So that first one, look how fucking ugly.
It's London.
Look how fucking ugly that is. But
keep calm. Carry on.
But then scroll down, show the rest here. There's going to be, look at this. Wow. Look at the covers. This is all you need to know about what's in these books. In these motherfucking books.
Mitch Goldstein's not doing it?
It's all like, you know when you go to the airport and you see book covers and you know what it is. It's mm-hmm. It's not literature. It's a product. This is all the books you see at the airport and in most fucking bookstores, by the way. You remember that? The bookstore we went in.
Yep,
I remember. We were like, I was hunting for like something of any quality.
It wasn't easy in that place. It was a bit curated by people that are perhaps a bit subpar.
Rachel Maddow.
It's not even that it's woke. It's like the best you'll get is Harry Potter, which isn't, that's not a smack on Harry Potter. It's just like the only way you can sell a book is if it's like, it's just not literature. It's a product that's there to like purchase in the same way that stuff at Hot Topic or whatever Spencer Gifts is. But it's any graphic design book you get, you cannot get a new graphic design book. Keep scrolling down.
An alligator.
Next page. I mean, this is we're getting kids' results mixed in, but keep going. It's just this like the same Etsy crap that everybody's doing, because this is how the problem is that one of the only ways left to monetize is by selling a book. That's why there are so many crap books, is because if you're like Jocko Willink has to have a book. Mm-hmm. David Goggins has to have a book. If you have a podcast, you have to have a book, and it's all crap. And they're all ghost written too. Like I've had people approach us and be like, you want us to ghostwrite a book, it'll be the MDE book, that type of thing. That's how it gets done, is the people who are too stupid to figure out media, like Writer, the New York, like a guy with a Substack, these flunkies that don't know how to monetize or make money. They have no charisma, they don't have a face for media, they don't have a voice, they can't perform, etc. They're like writers, And what they do is they hawk their services as ghostwriters. And it's the same thing as when you get a, like we get all these spam emails where it's like, we love your channel and want to collaborate. Click here to apply, that type of thing. Mm. And the end result, if you go through all the bullshit hoops, is you're doing $500 ad reads for, you know, some nutraceutical or whatever.
Steak company.
But it's the same, they have the same system set up with books where it's like, we love your work. You're so awesome. Click here to apply. We can ghostwrite you a book or whatever.
Yep.
That type of shit. Damn. But you really cannot buy a new book that has any relevance.
Where'd you find out about that book?
It's very strange.
I was searching for this, getting pissed off, and I just collect books and don't read them. Mm-hmm. But this is the one, but I realized the exercises in this, some of them are the ones that I did at Carnegie Mellon when I did a year of industrial design with two old school guys who were the real deal. Like, they could take a pencil and draw some shit that would rock you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the real fucking deal, like masters of what they call, it's called visualization, which is the first phase in industrial design sketching, when you just have an idea and you sketch it out. The shit they would draw was a fucking fire, and you can't Google it. There's no pictures of this stuff. It's like the stuff that gets thrown away at the end of the design process, and all you have at the end is like the OXO good grips or whatever.
Who's the guy I'm thinking of?
The guy that you're thinking of?
The one that comes to mind immediately.
Philip Stark?
The other one. The one who did...
Are they old? Are they 80s?
The one who... iPad. Philippe Stark's dope.
But John Ives?
The one who did the calculator.
The calculator, I don't know.
What the fuck is his name? Fuck. He's like, there's like five guys like Philippe Stark. He's like the old masters.
I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this stuff is all going to get lost. Mm-hmm. It's all going to be lost. Yeah. And the guys that do design now, they don't care about this either. They don't. No. And design's dying because it's all being made in... The design is happening in China too now. Which good for China, but it's just like so much is going to be lost forever, because it's not even digitized in a way that AI will be able to pick up. It's in flat files in like, I don't even know.
If you look at the list of the movies that guy was doing for the titles, guy from Seven, these lists right here, imagine doing Seven. Mm-hmm. And then doing Richie Rich.
Yeah.
And then doing Twister.
Yeah.
And if I'm not a big twist, do you remember Twister's? It was like trying to understand the nuance of, like, this has to fit this.
Jumping to everything.
Right.
That's another thing is everybody today, because it's like your hype comes from your reel and your distinct style and your Instagram page. Everybody today is, they're only making stuff that fits their own style. And the ability to make what's required. Mm. You've seen my art. You know what my style is. Mm-hmm. It's like loud. It wouldn't fit in any of these things, right? It's like if I tried to make flashy, loud, glitchy graphics for Seven, for example. You know what I mean?
Yeah, G.I. Jane.
The ability to make what is required, people are not doing that.
Well, it's the equivalent to be able to harmonize with people. It'd be like the equivalent of like Taylor Swift being able to go hang out with like Bones and being like,
musicians used to be able to do that too.
Right, right. Or actors. Yeah. Or, you know, like I'm not, but like, remember when you had that, like, what's her name? Karen Carpenter. Mm-hmm. Right? Or like Karen Carpenter, you'd get the shepherd's crook if you sucked on a set.
Yep.
Like directors could be like, this person has no, you've got no gumption.
Yeah.
And you'd get like yanked. And now it's like, you see like SNL, and that fucking toilet, this like toilet actors.
They dare you to dislike things when the people that they put up there, dare you to.
And it's so low level, like fucking 10 years ago, never mind 30 years ago, you'd get them out of there. Don't even let them on the set again. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how the fuck they got on the set. And this kind of stuff is where they can jump in and play double dutch with Richie Rich, right? Like, oh, I did Twister and now I'm doing Richie Rich.
Yeah.
It's like, you understand what the party called for.
It's, This is probably people have probably heard this, and it's like a hackneyed thing to say at this point, but it's whatever the problem is, solving the problem. And it's essentially harmonizing with the world to make the piece that you're working on fit inside of the context of whatever else is is happening.
100%. It's like when people build modern houses in the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. And, this house is universal. Mm-hmm. And then you start to shop for houses in the Hamptons. You go, that looks ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, this is stupid. Mm-hmm. Or it's like having a steak fry or a steak dinner mm-hmm. when there's seafood outside. Mm-hmm. It's fucking retarded. Mm-hmm. A chef would go, no, we're going to use local fare and we're going to cook. And, you know, we're going to use the best of our guild or whatever.
Yeah.
And the ability to be able to switch gears and be like, okay, no, this, you're not going to play metal music at a child's birthday party.
The thing that requires that, the reason why this is a problem is because it requires shutting out your ego.
Yeah.
If what you're best at is metal music, you and you have like an Instagram page, you have a following and you're known for metal music. Mm-hmm. And if you, for whatever reason, had to like play a child's birthday party, mm-hmm. like that's not an unimportant thing. Like creating a joyful memory for children that you would never get views or like some type of fame boost from that. Yeah, but it's in terms of like the world and the structure of what things are important, like creating memories for children that don't involve heavy metal music, that's fucking pretty important.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And people, most people can't turn off that hamster wheel of how do I get more famous from this for 5 seconds to be able to settle down and do something that like fits and fits in the context of the world.
And that's, I think, yeah. I mean, that'll be the separating factor going forward, I think, in a lot of like, even as like for us, like as you know, as media kind of calms down or detaches itself from stand-up or stand-up popularity wanes, I think it's going to be like, it's going to get back to that time like when Amy Schumer's show was out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, now write some sketches mm-hmm. that aren't stand-up based, that don't look like...
Let's see it.
Wow. Let's go.
You think it's coming back around?
I disagree with Nick. I think that stand-up's here to stay, but I know what he's saying, what Nick is saying is just like if you couldn't rely on stand-up anymore mm-hmm. and there was a return to like you had to make sketch comedy, which is much harder, what would these guys do? Other than Shane, whoever else has a funny sketch show, you've seen sketch shows that these other guys do.
It was horrible.
You know,
they're twisted.
You know they're not funny.
16, 17, 18 was a hard time, but also you got to get into this. The economy, mm-hmm. Going out to a show is expensive.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
Like the beer, the ticket, the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
TV shows are fucking cheap for the consumer.
Right.
So like, Netflix will have value. Nesting is a broke. It used to be McDonald's. Now it's Nesting. Mm-hmm. It would be like watch the uptick in fast food, mm-hmm. and now I think it'll be gym and wellness and TV watching. So TV will get probably good again. Mm-hmm. Good news is, you know, Netflix. Well, not good news is, but Netflix basically bought all the IP. They have all the good TV shows. I just think going out, the faction of going out and seeing shows, festivals, etc., will sort of die. It will wane. And I think that I just think that TV shows, I think it's like reached its top. You know what I mean? Just too many guys saying, for a lot of factors. But
the only reason I disagree with you is because we've seen the energy that's at the shows, mm-hmm. and it doesn't appear to be waning. And people seem to be having a lot of fun, and like Skankfest was mad fun, very high energy, all that shit. And I haven't seen a good TV show. So
fair.
I'm like, I'm waiting to see like the first twinkling of what you're saying, but I just haven't seen it yet. Like TV's so bad.
I need a Breaking Bad to like fuck you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need something to like kick you in the
ass. And Secession wasn't it. Ooh. Secession was worth watching if you're on the toilet.
It you got was, a TV in your bathroom?
Secession was fun to watch them spend the money and show me two helicopters.
Yeah.
And show me four Mercedes driving down the streets of Manhattan. Mm-hmm. That was fun. And watching them like wear Laura Piana clothes and talk about a topic that was like, but yes, you're right. It wasn't like, it didn't do it all.
It didn't do it all.
No.
I think it could have. I think if they had ended it properly, I'd be interested in watching season two.
Yeah, if they ended it as hard as they started it, you mean?
Yeah.
When they started killing people in weddings and stuff. And that was like suspenseful. I mm-hmm. like that. I enjoyed that.
What they did was they did the, they did... It's kind of a sad thing. It's so you know the Joseph Campbell, the 37 stories. Mm-hmm. There's only 37 mm-hmm. stories. The Nihil Novum Sub what's sun in Latin?
Sub Rosa.
Sub Rosa is like secret. That's under the rose in the rose garden. Where's Chris to Google this for us? But the idea that there's nothing new under the sun, that's an ancient idea.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing new.
Technology like that. Nothing is new. Nothing.
But, well, 2000 BC, everything was played out. That was the idea, right? But like, that's the case because but that's also not like a bad thing. It's like telling a classically great story still has value, and what people do is they get cynical. They look at their writing and they don't see a classically good way forward because they're anxious, neurotic,
Brazilian
writery type people, and they say oh, it's not good enough, it needs to be more stimulating, more titillating, and they gravitate towards nihilism and absurdism and whatever the worst. If we were writing a story and we were stuck, you know, we're not immune to this, we would say, what's the worst possible thing that could happen? That's what should happen.
Machine gun out of nowhere, mailman has an Uzi, mm-hmm.
She cheats on him and then it's all burned, the house is burning with the kids in it, and that's what they did on the final episode of Secession. They make it so that Tom becomes the CEO and the woman, the female, it's one of these endings where you can tell the writers got stuck and they went for the worst, the most shocking, most titillating thing.
I think they went the safe route.
Well, in a way, that is the safe route because that's what people are trained to watch, and that's also what gets people talking.
Give them a landing pad to land on mentally.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, look, Shiv went with Tom.
A familiar, like the fits with the zeitgeist. Like, here's your landing pad. It's the worst possible thing that could happen. Trump's president again. Fuck Trump. Mm-hmm. Like, that type of mentality is what it is. It's not like I don't think you could make something like have you ever watched Back to the Future?
Not good enough. I have.
It's
been a minute.
Even like Terminator or something. It's just, there's nobody.
Give me Terminator 2. I'll know that one.
No, Terminator 2. Nobody's making stuff where it's like, there's a hero, huge problems, hero wins. It's just, that's too simple for people to make now, I think. I think if you're a writer and you're trying to justify why you're getting paid, you can't be like, oh, the hero wins in the end. Like, you have to come up with some sort of...
No, they're busy flipping everything upside down so they make the ugly beautiful and the beautiful ugly. They're inverting anti-hero. That's what they're doing.
It's actually Satan that wins in the end. Yeah. He manages a call center.
Lil Nas X comes in and sucks cock all day.
Yeah.
Sam Smith shows us his penis.
Can you look up nothing new under the sun in Latin?
I don't remember.
Nihil novi sub sole.
Wow.
I guess it's from biblical times, not 2000 BC.
New under the sun. Wow, that's crazy.
People don't know how literally it's applied to absolutely everything they're familiar with. Like, there's nothing new.
Oh, you mean ancient lasers?
Yeah, just everything at all. Every form of technology or every form of civilization, like, it's already been done.
I mean, I guess it's just nihilistic in its approach to say, like, we're defeatist before it's even started.
Yeah,
don't get too smart on me, smartass. Well, it's already done.
I think there's truth to this, but it's not a negative. It doesn't have to be a negative thing.
I guess not.
No.
You can still tell a great story. You can still make a story that's like a
one of the 37.
The hero wins. Yeah, one of the 37. Type in Joseph Campbell, 38 narratives.
38 caliber suicide.
It's like boy leaves home, becomes a man, comes back home. That type of stuff.
Yeah, new weapons. New weapons found.
Joseph Campbell narratives.
Whatever the hero's journey, the variations of it.
All that shit. The variations of the hero's journey, etc.
Yeah, atonement, abyss, death and rebirth. Yeah, that's the new weapon thing. That's what I've known it as a writer. Mm. Like, man gets new, like the final weapon when you come into the...
Episode 6 of Extreme Peace. I think the title we had is Too Incendiary. What do you think about detonate?
Sure.
Is that good?
That's nice.
Okay. I think it fits.
Detonate late?
Detonate. Just detonate.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
If we were going to be funny, it would be detonate the girl's head. But I think detonate fits for that.
Fine. Yeah.
First title, serious. 2, 3, 4, 5 funny titles.
We should build a bomb.
Title 6,
we
serious.
We should build a bomb-looking thing.
No.
Yeah, let's build a bomb.
Can we go back to the World Peace graphics, even though we got to cut them from the episode? I want to show Nick and Chuck these things. Just play them one at a time. Happy Bubble Break. Temp graphic here. That's why it's flipped. Because it doesn't lead into National Grid collection.
Hey, how are we making out, Charles?
All right, close out of this. And Trevin, you can show the beginning and end of the sketches.
By biking it.
The music's great.
Yeah.
Better than World Peace One. Better BPM.
What do you think of that shit?
Ladyboys, wow. Ladyboys. Ladyboys are gay men. Please.
That's just temp graphics, but that's hitting. Target acquired. This one's close to final.
It deals in truths and facts, not abstractions. What are we gonna do?
Last but not least,
Feast. Chris, can we put a compressor on that to make that guitar less harsh, I'm hoping.
Probably, yeah.
Or just have you remake it.
Yeah, I could play over it too. That'd probably help.
And then go to episode 2. This is the guy that's animating episodes 2 and 4.
That's right?
Tears, you're a nurse.
It's about time. Let's go back to the other.
Nice.
Hold on a second. What's Big Tex? Let's play that one.
$25,000.
Hey, guys. Firefighter.
This sketch is so good, man. Oh, your so rant fun. Is awesome, man.
It's so fucking funny.
We could go to episode. Let's go to episode 4. Check that one out. Project Peace. Yeah. Do the opening titles for this one.
America's golden age is over now.
Close this.
Textile.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Bank teller for no reason. They don't need a reason. Their reason is in here.
A good song, all right.
Mm.
All right, we can stop this.
Pretty.
Wow, it's crazy.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Life podcast. Full access to all episodes and more. Visit mde.tv.